gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, April 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to remind you that we have more of the cards in stock. We placed our second order of 10,000 of these 9/11/11 cards. The first 10,000 are gone. We are working on the second 10,000. Very simply, we're breaking this down. For $21 investment, a donation to the Antrim County Conservative Union via their website, we've packaged up these cards in bundles of 100. We'll ship them directly to your home, your business, your office, wherever. All you have to do is give these cards out to 100 people. But when you give them a card, ask them to read the 11 questions on the back, ask themselves how they feel about these 11 questions, and then have them talk to 11 of their friends. Show them the card, have them read the questions, get them to think about these 11 issues on the back of the card, possibly influencing how they may vote in November. The idea is to get people to think about elections, connecting it to policies. How does it affect your life? Are you better off today than you were 3.5 years ago? Do you enjoy paying more for gas and diesel? I can't believe the price of gasoline, how it's going up already, and we're not even to the summer driving months yet. The boutique blends of refinery gasolines haven't even fully hit the market yet. Price of food. I was in a little market yesterday in Central Lake. I was driving over to the Iron Pig. I hadn't had any breakfast, of course, on the program. I'm just having lunch and dinners now. Was going to take advantage of the fantastic brisket that Ian had for the buffet yesterday. Took advantage of that, had some brisket, had some coleslaw, some beans. It was a great little buffet he put on for us. Well, taking my supplements during the show, driving over to Central Lake, all of a sudden the pills started hitting my stomach, and it's like, I got to run in and buy an apple. Went into the market right there in M88 in downtown Central Lake. A veteran was buying basically some groceries for probably that day, maybe 2 days worth of meals. He had a package of beef. He had some other vegetables and other things there. He also had a half gallon of ice cream. He had a Payday candy bar. I'm just standing there noticing what he's buying. Got it all into one of their plastic bags. You know how they ask you, paper or plastic? He said plastic. All of the stuff that he bought got into one plastic bag. They even double wrapped the meat to make sure it wouldn't bleed through the other items. $74.30 for one bag, what appeared to be maybe a couple of days worth of food for this veteran. I paid for his groceries, thanked him for his service. My apple was $1.47. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment of hour number two. So just getting back to the cards, the 11 questions on the back, very simple. not partisan, not Republican or Democrat. American issues. Something to get people to think about voting based on issues, policies. People who are in charge, people who are in charge of economy-related activities, bills, regulations, executive orders, how they affect the economy. How do they affect the price of things? It's very, very, very simple. You go to the website, acconservatives.org. You donate $21. We ship you out 100 cards. You then give these out to 100 people. You don't have to read the questions with them. Simply give them the card and say, here, check this out. Read the 11 questions on the back, and then take the card and talk to 11 of your friends, family, coworkers, people you go to church with, people that are in your neighborhood. Heck, go door to door knocking for a candidate and give them out to people that you knock on doors with. Ask them to simply talk to 11 people before the November 5th election. It's that simple. Now, while the State Board of Education was asking for more rules for state-funded charter schools, wanting to make them subject to FOIA requests, making it more difficult for these schools to open, I got a text message from one of our listeners downstate, Phyllis. They're opening up a private Christian school. They're calling it Wing Classical Christian. They're starting the school near Dexter, Chelsea. It's going to be a great asset for the community, the students, and the parents. They're going to be teaching the Hillsdale curriculum, and they're using Rafiki Bible Study for their religious curriculum. If you want to check out their website, it's wing, W-I-N-G, dot academy. So absolutely want you guys to check this out. At the same time, school-related stories from yesterday that you may not have heard on other shows. They've got a bill sponsor. Law enforcement would be able to electronically issue fines. Electronically issue fines between $250 and $500 for those who blow past a school bus with a stop arm camera, with those fines being paid to the county treasurer and then distributed to the school district. House bills 4928, 29, and 30 were sponsored by State Representative Tyrone Carter, Democrat of Detroit. Said legislation, signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer back in 2021, that allowed stop-arm cameras on school buses, will be expanded under his bill package. The funding for the equipment is what is needed and is necessary in these bills. Currently, there's about 17,000 school buses in Michigan. The cost to purchase, install, and maintain cameras for all those buses would cost roughly about $170 million. Steve Randazzo, Chief Growth Officer of Bus Patrol America, the largest provider of school bus stop-arm enforcement services in the nation, stated these numbers while testifying in support of the bill package. Randazzo said, illegal school bus passing is a serious problem in Michigan. citing the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board's recommendation to all states to adopt school bus photo enforcement programs. Okay, first of all, I have a very simple question. What type of person, when a school bus turns on their lights, that they're going to stop to let children on or off the bus and the arms go out? What type of person blows right past the school bus? I'm sorry? Some idiot, Vicky said. Really, is this an issue? Is this a problem here in Michigan? Have you guys seen it? You've seen it? I haven't. But this is what he's testifying about. Jennifer Smith, Government Relations Director for the Michigan Association of School Boards, testified in opposition of the bills. Since the 2021 Pupil Transportation Act was amended to allow for stop arm cameras already, she feels that this package of bills are completely unnecessary. Smith said funding is the issue. Funding is the issue, then the appropriations process should step up in due to the association's concerns that funding would be routed away from the schools and libraries. If the state feels this is important, that all buses should have these cameras, then the state should find a way to help districts be able to afford these other expenses first. Well, let's see. Where is this person's name? I saw it in the story earlier, and I don't remember her title. I want to make sure that I got it. Okay, there it is. State Representative Kleinfeld asked Jennifer Smith if she would agree that the state should fund all the other things school districts do to serve students. Smith said no. So you would recognize that there is an order to fund certain things, but it's probably unrealistic to pile another one on top of it. Would you agree with that? Smith said the question isn't about the money. It's about the priorities. We need to have a reprioritization of our spending dollars. Well, Kleinfeld admitted she did not know exactly where she stood on the bills at this time. On the Senate side, Senator Ed McBroom, up in the UP 38th district, said the Constitution does not allow the government to profit from the use of its police powers by removing any incentive for police powers to create a profit for the state by routing necessary funds away from the library fund. Randazzo said the legislation does not call for a violation of any penal laws, but simply provide civil infractions. This would simply create a new class of violation, allowing revenue that comes from a ticket to be issued routinely as if a traffic stop, and the monies that currently go to libraries. McBroom says, I think what you're highlighting is a very common practice of government to simply change the names of something for convenience rather than deal with the sticky issue itself. And if we can change just the name of how we fund something, we can avoid following our Constitution. Well, we might as well get a new Constitution or not have one at all, said McBroom. So we'll see if the Democrats choose to fund $170 million for the installation of these cameras that would already go on the school buses, the arms that are already installed on them, and be able to monitor them and issue $250 to $500 tickets is what Tyrone Carter wants to do under his new package of bills. Yep. So let's see how that goes. One other story that goes along with the conviction of the parents, we're going to be talking about that in the next half hour. The parents of Ethan Crumley were sentenced. State Board of Education heard presentations, got public comments, and had discussions on three resolutions around school safety. Republican board member Nikki Snyder proposed various legislations surrounding school safety, and the only person supporting her resolutions was fellow Republican Tom McMillan. Oh, so I guess Nikki was there. Well, then why didn't you vote, Nikki, against the resolutions against charter schools? Kind of a good question to ask her if you see her out on the campaign trail. Board President Pamela Pugh brought up two resolutions that passed regarding school safety, one in October and another one back in 2022. They were not supported by Snyder or McMillan. The only thing that has changed here is I hear that you have conjured up and manufactured emotion. Maybe perhaps to get this to have some influence in the middle of your election season, Pugh said. She told McMillan she wouldn't be pushed into a yes vote on a subject that has been voted on before. What I will do is propose that we have conversation about each of these topics, determine if there's anything we need to do or add during this upcoming legislative session. And if you can't go along with that, well, then I accept that. So, again, school safety being an issue, focusing after the parents were sentenced yesterday. I got that full story. We're going to talk about it in the next half hour. But, again, State Board of Education putting forward these resolutions, putting forward these ideas that they want the Democrat-controlled, hopefully Democrat-controlled House and Senate to take up when they get back in session. See, and we thought the Democrats were done with their bucket list. Not even close. Even going into an election year, they are pushing their agenda more and more and more. Eliminating parental consent when it comes to minors having abortions without parents' knowledge, and ramming all these other bills through, more dollars spending regarding education. They're not catering to their retired school teachers, are they? No. No, they would never do that. Absolutely amazing. Text line is open if you'd like to comment about the show so far today, what direction you'd like us to go. If you have any ideas you want to throw out there, send them to me right now. 231-360-5140. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.